Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. And today's recording date is Sunday, November the 23rd, 2014. We are talking about the science of born again, the science of resurrection, the science of immaculate conception and virgin birth. In order to become soldiers of love, we are going to have to go through this process of the zodiac, go through this process of uniting with the science of the universe and understanding that this birth is from the power of the Almighty, which is beyond the realm of the human being, that this universe, we had nothing to do with it. When we arrived here in the earth realm, it was already done, only in the sense that we are made from the same material as the sun. The light, the light field, the atom, the crystals. We are made from the same material as the waters of noon from whence the whole of the universe comes. And in our capacity as entities pre-existing our physical incarnation, we were there. We were in the Christ as the Christ facilitating the construct of the whole universe. We are that field of light because we were alive. What is it? Jeremiah 1 and 5. The Almighty knew us before we were formed in the wombs of our mothers. In this case, the physical womb. And that word knew is two-way. The Almighty knew us and we knew the Almighty because we were alive and pre-existed our physical incarnation. So in that capacity, yes, we had the hand in the universe, but it wasn't in this human form. So that is why we come to the science of born again, resurrection, immaculate conception, virgin birth, all of this taking place without aid of the human in this current human form. So now, Aries, the gems associated with Aries, and when you check the gems, all of these gems, all of these precious stones associated with each sign of the zodiac are different aspects of the waters of noon. The amethyst is associated with the Aries sign, and the amethyst is a purple variety of quartz and a popular gemstone. Now, when you study quartz, you're getting into glass, a glass-type substance. And when you check the science of plasma, the science of glass, the science of atoms, and how glass pressing together presses together atoms, so that the glass and the atoms pressed together in the glass gives us the three-dimensional quality of the universe. And then you check your blood, plasma has the same quality. And then you check your computer screen and your TV screen and your phone screen, and you see the three-dimensional quality and the pressing together of glass to press in between the glass atoms, and the manipulation of atoms to give the three-dimensional quality in your digital devices. This is science from the universe. This is science that we have come from and are born from, the science of the waters of noon. Diamonds associated with the sign of Aries. And look at the diamond industry and how the gems and the diamond industry and the industries of resources and wealth and mining industries are controlled by a few people. House of Rothschild, Oppenheimer's, the banks associated with these, controlled by Vatican City, Britain, Washington, D.C. These control all of your mining industries. Well, we are becoming born again. We are becoming resurrected. We are coming through immaculate conception and virgin birth, studying the zodiac sign, and we're going to come to the sign of the Virgo when we wrap this up in a few sessions. And so, when we are born again into this consciousness of freedom, justice, and equality, then we will take the earth and we will mine the earth in a respectful manner, respecting the earth, respecting the ecology, respecting Mama Earth, respecting the universe, respecting the human family, and in the New Jerusalem, which is full of diamonds and rubies and all type of precious stones. Check Revelation, the last two chapters, and the streets paved with gold and all the glass and all the emeralds and all the resources and the wealth and the precious stones. These are the waters of noon. These are the aspects of the waters of noon. And in the waters of noon, we are yet living in the waters of noon right now. We don't want to treat the waters of noon like we have treated heaven, for heaven is the waters of noon, but we are yet living in the waters of noon, but in another form. The same waters that we all come from, transformed by the field of light into the mass matter material universe that we have today, are yet those same waters of noon. The whole universe is yet those same waters of noon, and the waters of noon teach us. See, we're being born again into the waters of noon, into the womb of Nanette, Mother, Holy Spirit, Ruach HaKadosh. In those waters of noon, no barrier, no boundary. So we do not have the right to deny any human being equal access to the land, wealth, resources, education, health, all the universe has to offer. We have no right to limit any human being from benefiting equally from every aspect of the universe. The color red is associated with Aries. These are the waters of noon, various aspects of those waters of noon. Iron is associated with Aries. So rather than use iron to kill and destroy, we're born again, virgin birth, immaculate conception, resurrected. We are going to use iron to facilitate life, to facilitate all that is associated with life. And so the signs that are harmonious for business, marriage, or companionship are the more easily associated with Aries. Let me say it this way. The two signs that the scholars say are best associated with Aries, those two signs are Leo and Sagittarius. So we say, okay, business. What business are we in? We are in the business of love, the business of peace and harmony and freedom, the business of liberation, the business of equality and truth and justice and righteousness. And we want to marry on to leadership that is of the same mind, the same consciousness, leadership that night and day are thinking of ways to unite the human family, not divide the human family. As we go through this teaching, sisters and brothers, I have pages of notes, and I care not how long it takes me to get through this teaching, but we are going to see that we, the human family, it is within our best interest to be absolutely united, because the universe is united. No barrier, no boundary. Oneness. This is the teachings of the African ancestors concerning the waters of noon and concerning that which we must learn to be born again and immaculate conception. Companionship. Harmonious signs for business, marriage, or companionship are Sagittarius and Leo. So we want to be companions of those who want to be soldiers of love, of those who want to love a human being rather than destroy a human being. We want to be the companion. We want to experience companionship. Are there any out there who do not even know what it is like to have a friend outside of your immediate family? Do we even know the reality of having a companion and experiencing companionship? Because the system works night and day to divide us from each other, to keep us from experiencing friendship and companionship. So we say, whether you're born under Aries, Sagittarius, Leo, or not, the human family is to learn from each of these signs of the zodiac, to understand various aspects, characteristics, talents, and attributes that are within ourselves, the power that is within ourselves. So we take the Aries and all of the characteristics, talents, and attributes associated with the Aries, and then we take the Sagittarius, and we take the Leo, and those signs are those symbolisms, those allegories, those talents and characteristics and attributes associated with those two signs, and we see all of those talents within the human family, within the universe, teaching us of ourselves, teaching us that we have the ability to use our talents and attributes and characteristics together to forward liberation for the human family. And so we see further in Job chapter 42 that the friends of Job are commanded to offer a burnt offering of the bullocks and the Aries. So we are beyond just saying, take an animal, cut the head off, put it on the altar, put fire to it, etc. No, we're talking about symbolism. We're talking about allegory. Last session, we went over the talents, characteristics, and attributes of the sign of Taurus. The builder, I believe that was. Taurus, let's see. Taurus is the sign of the builder and the producer. We're building the universe. We are in the study of the construct of the universe so that we may know how to build and produce the universe and the power of the Almighty within ourselves. So the sign of the Taurus, which is the bullock or the bull, and the talents and attributes and characteristics, and the sign of the Aries, the ram. The old ancient African Hebrews associated with the ram, the ram's horn, etc. You know the story. Blowing the horn, signifying resurrection, signifying born again. All those talents and attributes associated with Aries. We take those talents and attributes and characteristics within ourselves. And we make the burnt offering to the Almighty within ourselves. This is a spirit energy journey. The word burnt offering is Allah in the African Hebrew language. 5927 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. So when you say burnt offering, you say Allah. And then it says pray. And the word pray in this scripture of chapter 42, around verse 8 or a little after, the word pray is Allah with an O. Now, Allah, we say, is masculine, but in reality is a verb, an action word. In the birth process, we associate the action with the masculine. So Allah is seen as the Almighty Father in the African Arabic language. In the African Hebrew, the mother father language of the African Arabic, the word burnt offering. Remember, Allah is the ascender. And when you take a burnt offering and the smoke goes up, the smoke ascends up. And so we take these talents, attributes, characteristics of the sign of Taurus and Aries, and within ourselves we make the burnt offering. We offer those talents to the Almighty. We offer those talents to the existing living Father, Mother, Yahuwah, so that we may propagate life for the human family. And so we offer up, we Allah our talents up to the Almighty Father, Mother, Yehovah. The word pray, we also pray. When we pray, we intervene. We interpose. We mediate. We judge. We intercede. Listen, look at the condition of the human family. We can make a judgment concerning the condition of the human family and judge that the condition of the human family is terrible and deplorable. Disease, death, warfare, bloodshed all over, hatred, enmity, animosity, jealousy amongst the human family. Poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and Caucasian, we think that we are the enemy of each other, when in reality, there are those at the top pulling the strings of the system, causing us to be camouflaged from the reality that the real enemy is the house of Rothschild, Oppenheimers, the bankers, Wall Street, International Monetary Fund, World Bank, World Trade Organization, Britain, Washington, D.C., Vatican City, those that control these three centers of power, and that not the flesh, but the mind, the mentality, the spirit energy in the flesh of those men that control the institutions of the earth is that mind, spirit energy disposition that is our enemy. And so we must make this type of judgment, and then with the power of the Almighty and the power of the attributes, talents, and characteristics of the Almighty in the universe and the Almighty within ourselves, we intercede on our own behalf. We mediate. We become that power and energy that stands in between death and the human family, and we mediate. The system condemns us to death. The system says, oh, you're not of the correct pedigree. You're not of the correct pedagogy. Pedigree meaning you're not born of the correct bloodline. Pedagogy mean you're not born or you don't come from the accepted education. You don't have the correct degree from the correct college or institution of learning. You don't live in the correct neighborhood. You don't live in the correct state or city or region or territory. So the system says, okay, because you don't meet our requirement, and the system says that they deem us genetically inferior, black, brown, red, yellow, and Caucasian, poor working class, we are deemed genetically inferior to the genetic superiority of the ruling class. Therefore, the ruling class have condemned us all to death. So we must rise up, be born again into the waters of noon, be born again into E equals MC squared, into the energy spirit disposition of the universe, be born again into the atom of life, neutron, proton, electron, be born again into the science of existing and living in the universe, and intercede on the behalf of our sisters and brothers. Mediate on behalf of our sisters and brothers. When we see our sisters and brothers, poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and Caucasian, fighting against each other, forgetting that the ultimate enemy is the wicked spirit energy disposition of the wicked ruling class and families, when we begin to fight one another, we need to have mediators. They say only one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. I say, yes, you're right. And I say, we are all made and constructed from that atum Christos, from that field of light that transformed the waters of noon into the mass matter material universe that we have today. So that same power is within you and me. And it is not the manufactured person that is Christopher, which is myself, but that original Christopher, that original Tom and Susie and Hassan and Abdullah, that original you, that original me, that is Christ, that is the word of the Almighty, that through Christ we have taken on human flesh to do what? To liberate the human family. It is that original self that is our original self, connected to the self of the universe and the self of the Almighty. We as that original self have the power to judge, because we're going to judge correctly. We have the power to intercede. We have the power to mediate. And we have the power to interpose ourselves into every situation that we find amongst the human family so that we may facilitate life. So the burnt offering, Allah, and the prayer, Allah, with an O, Allah is feminine, and Allah carries the definitions of praying and intervening and interposing and mediation and judging and interceding, because Allah is also the ascender on the feminine side. Allah is the ascender on the masculine side, and we ascend into the mind of the universe, into the science of the universe, into the science and mind of the Almighty, into the science and mind of E equals MC squared, energy equals mass, matter, material, times the speed of light squared, 186,284 miles per half a second, because we squared it. It was that number per second. Square it per half a second. We must be born again into this mentality, rise up, ascend into this mind, so that we may do what? Allah with an I, which is also feminine in the African Hebrew language, which has to do with circumstance. After we're born again, resurrected through immaculate conception, virgin birth, we have risen up, we have Allah, we have sacrificed our talents for each other and for the Almighty, offered them up, Allah, and then Allah with an O, which is feminine, we have prayed, intervened, interposed, mediated, judged, and interceded for the purpose of what? To change our circumstance. So Allah, spelled with an I, is feminine, the feminine counterpart of Allah. Allah is circumstance. The whole point is to change our circumstance, sisters and brothers, to change the condition of the human family, to change the condition of the poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and Caucasian, so that we may create the new civilization, the new society, the new Jerusalem, the new corporations, the new institutions, the new systems. This will be coming right up out of you and me. This will be coming right Allah, 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 from you and me and us. We must teach the babies this reality. And so further in chapter 42 of Job, we see that the children of Job, his second generation of children, are prospering. And we see in verse 15, oh, let me finish off this Allah, Allah, and Allah. The system divides Christian from Muslim, from Hindu, from Buddhist, from Zoroaster. We're divided from each other because of religious ideology, philosophical ideology, political ideology. But we learn from these words, Allah, 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 which we see in the African Arabic language, that this power, this science is in Islam equally, and in Christianity equally, and in Hebrew equally, and in Hindu equally, Zoroaster, all the religions of the earth, all the natural philosophies and ideologies of the earth. So we are not going to divide each other anymore. Christian and Muslim coming together, understanding this science is in our religious ideologies. And only when we study each other's religious ideology will we have the better picture and be better enabled and empowered to free and liberate the human family. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.